Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 420. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We're broadcasting from CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference. So I'm going to ask Cabot to, Cabot? Line on. That's all right. That's okay. Yeah, we've got another sit-down. Well, there's somebody stole the chairs. Do you mind standing?
I will give up.
Are you going to give up your seat?
Okay.
All right. Well, this is, listen, I told you, Brian Maloney, a gentleman as well as a scholar. All right. And
okay, you're going to take a photo of us, please.
Yes, and so don't leave because we're going to get some photos. But, Cabot, I appreciate you being here.
Of course. Happy to be on.
And apologize as we play a little bit of all the chair shuffling and the rest of it. But campus reform, look. Yeah. I got a son at Stanford, all right?
In the Lion's Den.
That's, yeah, I mean, they're all brilliant, but good Lord, what is going on campus these days?
Yeah, so we are an online publication. For those who don't know, we cover liberal bias on college campuses. So
isn't that redundant, by the way?
Endless material.
Yes, yes.
Endless material. So we're an online publication, watchdog to the higher education system. We published over 1,400 articles last year, original content reporting on what's going on. We have 100-plus student reporters, eyes and ears on the ground, and it is. It's become an inhospitable place for anyone, not just conservative students. It's anyone that just asks questions.
Right.
Anyone that challenges the leftist ideology, they're now called a fascist. They're called a Nazi. They're called a racist. All those things that no one wants to be called, especially on a college campus. And
yeah.
So it really shuts up discussion. It shuts down thought and free thinking. And so that's what we're trying to expose. We always say light's the best disinfectant. We're trying to disinfect our college campuses, shine a light on what's going on.
All right. So as I understand it, and I don't have a Stanford University on my resume.
You get an honorary one, though, as a parent.
Oh, my God. I get the bills is what I get. But I'm thinking to myself, the whole point of college is to be exposed to a wide, dare I use one of those buzzwords, diverse collection of thoughts, some of which you agree with, many of which you don't, and many of them, quite frankly, make you feel uncomfortable and force you to think. When did that change?
I think it started to change when professors came completely one-minded. And
you
tell people, oh, professors are liberal. And some people will say, well, that's anecdotal. It depends on the school. There's data on it now more and more. National Association of Scholars did a study. They looked at 12,000 professors in 32 states. They looked at their political donation history. So that's a pretty good determining factor for where you are.
Yes.
12,000 professors, 32 states. Only 22 of them had donated to Republican candidates over that time. The ratio from Democrat to Republican, 95-1.
Oh,
95-1 in 32 states, 12,000 professors. So that's what we're up against. So that's part one of the problem where you've got professors that every day in class are teaching people that America is not a great country. We're founded on imperialism, racism, sexism. That's what we're about. That's what we still are.
Yes.
And so you've got that warped perception giving to students. And then there's a second element where young people naturally want to be rebellious. And so they want to feel like they're fighting against some injustice.
Yeah.
Generations past, there were real injustices for them to fight. Racial, gender, things like that. Voting rights. Good stuff they were fighting for.
Yeah.
Now, however, we live in the most equitable free society ever, but you've got young people that are fired up. They say, we want to fight something. We want to fight some kind of injustice. They look around and don't realize there really isn't that much injustice these days.
Right.
So they imagine oppression. They imagine injustice. They imagine all types of things to fight against. And when every day they're cheered on by their liberal professors saying America's horrible, America's bad, that's where I think that's a combination that leads to what we see on campus.
So Cabot Phillips is joining us from Campus Reform. Here's the big question then. If we have all this data now that shows professors are unbelievably biased, but the deans and the administrators came from the ranks of those college professors, are we just out of luck?
We're out of luck until we actually do something. And so it's one thing just to say, well, we know there's a problem, and it's another thing to actually do something about it. So right. I think the first step in what we're trying to do is wake people up, because ultimately we're taxpayers. We're the ones that are funding these public schools that are doing this.
Right.
So it's up to us to hold those accountable. And so part of what we're doing is try to educate people, make sure people are aware. There has been positive movement there. In the last 5 years, there's been a 25% increase in polling data of people saying that universities are failing students. So that's a good step. We need to acknowledge the system is broken first.
Yeah.
And then it's going to take alumni to stop donating to their alma mater if they feel like it's failing.
Yeah.
Kind of cut the money supply off. And then students to stop going to universities that are failing. Kind of let market forces take a hold. And we've seen that happen in the past. We've covered stories at Mizzou, for example, where they were denying free speech to students, and right. there are now empty dorm buildings on Mizzou's campus because wow. so few students applied because of all the bad press.
Okay.
Same thing happened at Evergreen College up in Washington, Middlebury College, where enrollment has decreased because of the coverage they've gotten. And so that's wow. a step in the right direction, where universities, once the light is shown on these schools, there are consequences where people start to stop sending their kids to those schools, and I think we need to see that on a broader scale.
All right, so I need you to give us some sites for campus reform and some other things that, look, we'd love for our students who have gone off to college to read these things, yeah. Whether they will or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But for those of us who are parents of folks in college, and for those of us who are alums of this school or that school, where should we go to learn more about this stuff?
So our website is campusreform.org, and we have all original content there. We published over 1,400 stories last year, like I said, and so we're constantly cranking out news from each school. There's a search bar. You can search the school your kid might want to attend. You can search a school in your town and in your state and figure out what kind of stories we've written about there. It gives you a pretty good rundown.
Okay.
And so I think that parents should be more involved. Look yep. up the summer reading list for your student. Look at the syllabi. Look at what's being taught in the classes, and that does play a big role. And so that's what we're trying to do. And we're also trying to train the next generation of conservative yeah. journalists. So our organization offers free training to students. Writing, on-camera training, public speaking, all those things. We want to arm them with the ability to make sure that we're not just complaining about fake news,
right.
that we're actually helping train people up to fill that void, fill that vacuum moving forward.
Well, I love it. Cabot, I appreciate you dropping by again. Campusreform.org
yep.
is where we need to look for that.
Absolutely.
I want to remind people that my buddy Brian Maloney on Facebook, STS is the group to look for, and we're going to get some more information about that. Coming up at 4:35, another longtime friend, my buddy Todd Starnes, is going to drop by, and we'll talk about how some of this is playing out on the national stage. It is Friday. We're broadcasting from CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.